The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I always start the podcast intro with, hey, what do you want to talk about? And automatic's like, micropenis, come on. Our intern, Jesus Christ, that's what the people want to hear, Dana. Micropenis. Is that really what the people want
to
hear?
Well, I will say some men, after we this played, were outraged.
Some people
especially
felt personally
guys with
attacked.
Big trucks. Literally called in. They're like, don't talk to me about me like that.
And right away they get defensive. What if it's her fault? What if it's her? Tell me you have a small penis without telling me you have a small penis.
Did you record that one call?
I did. I still have it. I still have it. And I will.
We're going to use that at some point.
Oh, for sure. Topic another day. Now let's listen to today's episode. Somebody invites you out. Breakfast, brunch, dinner. I don't care what it is. Lunch. Aren't they supposed to pay? Let's talk about this question on Friday's Eve. Good morning. Yes, it's Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we're you know, a show that goes to business lunches and dinners quite often.
I just be hanging out.
Yeah, Anthony hangs out.
Well, like, whoever invites typically pays, right?
Supposedly.
But like, you could split it if it's like a friend date. If it's like two bros hanging out, automatically I know, like, okay, we're going to go split everything.
No, automatically you know if you're with me, I'm going to pay.
Well, I'm gonna start hanging out with you a lot more outside of work.
It's true. For some reason, no matter whether we invite or somebody invites us, automatic, why do you always
pay? I hate the awkwardness of the bill and everybody looking at each other.
At this point, there has to be something deeper there now that you are so fearful of, what, a minute or two of awkwardness that you would rather pay the...
Yes, and sometimes the tab is not nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the electric bill. What are you doing?
Think about that next time it gets awkward. Do you want to hear that lecture from your wife?
In all honesty, I can afford it, so I just pay for it.
Yeah, we don't go to any fancy restaurants.
We're not balling like that. We ain't spending thousands of dollars or anything.
No, you're right. So you would rather do that than... What about a date? What if she asks you?
Oh, hell yeah. She's paying. Whoever invites at that point, yeah. If she invites me out, hell yeah, dude.
Have you had that happen?
I'm married, so I'm not going. But
I used to pay sometimes. When we'd go somewhere, I'd be like, I got this. I'm that kind of woman.
I will say, that was very attractive to me.
Really?
Very, very attractive. Yeah. The fact that you were like, put down the credit card before me, and I would still like insisting. You'd be like, no, I got it. And then I would look outside, and I saw your car, and I was like, you know what? She's got it.
All right, let's explore this in a topic later on, maybe next week. National Day Anthony A.
It's national talk in third person, so that's one thing Anthony's going to do. He's going to talk in third person.
Oh,
it's
my
national
gosh.
Talk in third person day. We have World Wildlife Day.
I just got a package in the mail. They want us to do a survey on wildlife conservation. We should do it.
We live in the middle of the city.
I don't care.
Just do it.
It's also National Cold Cuts Day, but on March 3rd, 1931, Congress voted in the Star Spangled Banner to make it the national anthem of the United States of America. It's National Anthem Day.
Thank goodness we got rid of the racist part of the song.
Yeah.
Because that's a true thing. But let's talk about the best. We always talk about the best national anthem. I think it's Whitney Houston by far.
That's a no-brainer. Easy.
The worst. Does Fergie fall in there?
By the dawn's early light.
Ooh, that was bad. What about Roseanne Barr? This is a long time ago, but it still trends. Anything recently you could think of?
Not as bad as those two.
No, those are pretty bad.
Pretty much.
And as a person who sees a lot of national anthems,
right?
I feel like I'm kind of a national anthem expert. And those are top two worst
top
of all
two
time.
For yeah. sure.
I would
for
still
sure.
love to hear Young Thug remix the national anthem. No, that's what I want to hear.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So when we got this call, we knew it was going to be difficult to tackle. But it's something we need to talk about. A woman has a problem. Guys, turn your radio up. Ladies, too. You might have had this issue before.
It's kind of embarrassing. Okay. I'm not going to use my name.
You don't have to. You can stay anonymous. Not
yeah,
a big
that's
deal.
Fine. Go ahead.
I want to start by saying I really love my boyfriend. Okay. He's super sweet. We love the same music. We love going to different restaurants, Chinese food. Like, he's so unbelievably thoughtful. He's the sweetest man I have ever been with.
Okay. What's the problem?
Oh, God. How can I say this? He's not the most manly man.
What does that even mean? He's not, like, into hunting or something? Or what is it?
Like, you know, change your oil? Or, like, what do you mean?
He's small.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
like, short?
No. I think I know what you mean.
Okay, so let's put it this way. He's 6 foot, so I'm not talking about his height.
Oh, my God. He's not satisfying you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I've tried, like, hinting about it, but I don't want to hurt his feelings, and I don't know what to do. How would you guys want your woman to tell you that you are a tiny dick?
No! We wouldn't want her to tell us, period. That's the thing that you're going to have to keep to yourself.
Small ones can still be satisfactory if you can, if she can deliver the message to him in a way that doesn't hurt his ego so that he can adjust things. Do you know what I'm saying? Without getting too graphic.
Like, I know there's that kind of saying, you know, it's not the size, but it's like the motion of the ocean.
So he ain't even moving the ocean, say. Right? He ain't got no motion or he's got a micro penis. So we have to figure out.
Let's say the first time I was like, are you ready? And he was like, I'm already rocking. And I was like, I knew that.
So I'm going to just tell you right now, don't tell him that. I mean,
don't say those words.
Yeah,
right?
That is a very fragile. Men are fragile. And when it comes to that, we are super sensitive.
But you have to communicate with him because it's going to lead to problems. If she's not satisfied in the bedroom,
yeah, but
that's going to lead to.
He's got to learn how to do other things because he can't change that. There's nothing he can do.
Thank you.
What am I supposed to do? Because, like, I also want to be satisfied in bed, and I know he's satisfied. But if I'm going to be with this man, I got to have some, you know, equalization here.
I have some great advice from the author of Loving Sex. Her name is Laura Perman, PhD, and also sex researcher Debbie Herbernick, PhD, who wrote The Corgasm Workout. And just to let you know, this does not mean you can't have a satisfactory sexy time life. It just means you're going to have to make some adjustments.
Corgasm.
Yeah, that's what it is. So one of the doctors wrote that it might be a little shocking at first if you meet somebody who is less well endowed, especially if you're used to somebody a little more well endowed.
So where did you get the word micropenis?
Micropenis is a medical term for someone who is between 1.5 to 3.5 inches.
It's my new favorite medical term. I'm going to start the term. Stop coming at me with micro-energy, okay?
Well, what's the medical term for when a woman's is built like a hallway?
That was one of the things I did think.
Yeah, sometimes you in there and it's like, oh, okay, there's been some NBA players in here too. And I can't fill those shoes.
I don't know because I have never heard a guy really complain that much about sexy time.
Oh, it happens.
you won't hear a guy complain about sexy time because we're still getting it. But still, I've been in there and felt inefficient for sure, dog.
Well, I understand you guys are feeling very attacked right now, but this isn't about that. It's about this. This woman needs help and she likes this man. She's asking for help.
That's enough reason to break up.
You would leave?
If you're not satisfied, then you're not going to be willing to commit to
it. That's not the only way to be satisfied.
But there's nothing he can do about it. He can't change it.
But he can learn other technique.
I do know if you lose 35 pounds, you get an inch on the
homie. The size of the man's member does not determine how satisfied you are in bed.
It obviously plays some effect into it.
It does, but there are other things that you can do. Fellatio, incorporate toys.
Cry in a corner.
That is not.
Find yourself a stand-in.
Women recommend it. In all seriousness, both doctors write that communication and honesty are crucial, but don't put down the penis. Just like you both said, if you say anything about the size or use the word micro penis, it's over. So just communicate that you need certain things, and yes, this relationship can work.
Just tell him you want to try some new stuff.
Just
become your freaky self.
There you go. Let it out, ladies. Let it out. Okay, you can listen to this on the podcast with that man, and he won't even know it's him. Dana Cortez Show.
He already knows. He knows.
That's why he drives that car.
That's why he drives that big truck. Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian is officially single. How did it go down? And how are her and Pete Davidson celebrating? Well, I got this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony, let's get us started with celebrity birthdays.
For all the homies who are fans of reality cooking shows, Buddy V celebrating his birthday.
One of my favorites. Ava Maddox, love that show. Remember, she made us watch it.
We also have Camila Cabello celebrating her birthday.
All right, so let's get it started with one of my favorites. And I know she's one of yours. Are you a part of the Navy? We're talking about about Rihanna, baby. She goes to the Dior show. Well, she's been going to all the fashion shows, looking fabulous.
Just showing her belly off. Out everywhere.
Oh, I love it. She looks so sexy. Meow. And one of the paparazzi informs her, you're late. Here's her response. She says, no shit, but it's her look. She's like, and? What you want? They can't even start the Dior show without Rihanna.
Nope.
If you want to see the photos and the video, add Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Right. Rihanna's not late. Your party's early.
That's right. That's what's going on.
She's probably finishing some food or something. You know? She's hormonal. She's pregnant.
50 Cent is threatening to leave Starz. Now, I didn't know this, but four of his programs that are number one in African-American households, Force, Raising Kanan, BMF, and Power, are all on Starz. And now he's threatening to pull them because he's not getting what he wants for the G-Unit film. They're going to make a movie about G-Unit. Why do I want to watch this movie so badly?
Everybody's going to want to see that movie. That's going to be right up there with 8 Mile and what was the movie? Get Rich or Die Trying.
I wouldn't put Get Rich or Die Trying in that one. That was not a good movie.
I wanted to see those about the same.
I wouldn't either. But at this point, I think 50 Cent could just maybe open up his own streaming service.
Maybe he should think about that. But why? Why spend all the money? It's not working out for Kanye. The stem player thing, it takes time. Let somebody like Kanye work it out and then you do it, you know?
Kanye's made millions of dollars in a week off the stem player.
He could have made $100 million off of one sponsor. Give it some time, 50 Cent. Don't leave Starz yet, okay? All right, and then finally, as of yesterday afternoon, Kim Kardashian is single. The judge did grant her a divorce. She showed up to virtual court. Kanye was not there. He did fire his attorney before. I think it was another attempt to prolong the divorce. It didn't work.
Nope.
Because once the court date's set and all the parties are supposed to be there, you just got to wait a little time. And then the divorce is granted. Oh, and she's no longer Kim Kardashian West. She's officially Kim Kardashian. But he's not Kanye West either.
Well, so. Kim K is back. So
yeah,
that's fun,
back.
Dude. She does not wait to be in a new relationship ever, huh?
Oh,
how
no.
much time are you giving Pete Davidson before she dumps him?
Like another 2 weeks.
Well, I know what they're doing right now.
I don't want to think about Pete Davidson like that.
Ugh.
Yeah, Pete's telling jokes. What are you thinking about, Dirty Mind?
Bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when you pick out your dog's name, you have to think about the fact that you're going to be screaming that at the top of your lungs, right? Your neighbors might be offended if you name your dog Boner.
What the f***?
There's a neighbor war going on right now because this woman says she has to hear the man next door. Her and her kids are subjected to Boner in the morning. Oh. They're subjected to Boner in the afternoon.
The neighbor just needs to go get her one.
And they're subjected to Boner at night. It's gotten so bad, she's recording Boner, 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 come back inside, Boner, and she's taking her neighbor to court.
He should call the dog Morning Wood in the morning.
So she is requesting that the judge order her neighbor to change his dog's name because she finds it offensive and she does not want her children, like I said, listening to that kind of crude talk.
I've always had unique dog names. Like one of my first dog's name was Seymour Butts of Santa Fe. And then I had Chiquito Smalls, a.k.a. rest in peace, Biggie Smalls, a.k.a. the baby gangster.
That was a fat chihuahua.
That was a fat chihuahua.
Well, for your next dog, you got to honor the name of Boner.
Well, I one-upped her, and we had another dog named Tucker, that mother.
Okay! Yeah, Boner's not so bad. Boner's not so bad at all.
All right, let's go shift gears to another animal. Last week, Automatic broke the news about Hank the Tank.
The
500-pound bear who was accused of breaking into 28 different California homes. But I am here to report that Hank the Tank has been cleared of 25 of those. It was actually two female bears and a younger bear. So Hank the Tank is going to beat the case, y'all.
Hold on, how did he get cleared?
DNA evidence proved. DNA evidence proved that it wasn't Hank the Tank, dude.
So, he was set up by some women?
Yeah. I need the lawyers that Hank the Tank has. That's what I need.
There's a gang of bears out there. Maloo, this is a gang of bears. The DNA cleared his name.
Hank the Tank might just be a lucky bear, but this man, not so much. Listen to this headline. Man dies days before finding out he won the lottery.
Oh my gosh, he won the lottery died the next day. Isn't
a
it
guy
ironic?
In Scotland. He fell down some stairs. He broke his neck and he tragically died. Before finding out he won the lottery, his address was actually part of a zip code draw, so everyone on his little street got to share $10.5 million. His family found out about the golden envelope in his mail. His daughter believed that it was the one last present from her dad, so she went and cashed it for him.
So his family did get some of the money.
Yes.
Well, isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? not fair. Those are your WTF stories. We'll be back coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're a fan of The Office, and I know there's literally hundreds of millions of people who are, you are going to love today's food news. All right, so let's get into hottest hashtags on your Thursday. It's Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Andrea, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
I have some really amazing news. Target just made the announcement. They're adopting a new minimum wage of anywhere from $15 to $24 an hour.
Oh, damn.
With the highest pay going to the most competitive markets. Ooh. I like hearing this so much because food prices are going up. Gas prices are going up. And we just did this, in case you missed it recently, about the disparity between wage growth and the cost of living. And it's crazy. People do not get paid enough to live. It's not just because of inflation. This has been going on for a very long time.
I mean, minimum wage was like $4 in the 80s, and now it's, what, $7.25?
Yes! Yeah. Dang. Like, come on!
It's a great story, Dana, but you did say Target, like, you know, poorer people. Us fancier people, we say Target.
Oh, is that what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Target.
That's what I heard in a Pusha T song anyway.
All right, now we're moving on to food news. Fans of The Office are so excited after a TikTok user found the recipe to Kevin's famous chili.
What?
I know. In the terms and conditions section of the show's agreement on the Peacock streaming channel is the recipe for Kevin's chili. So season 5, episode 26, Kevin brings a giant pot of his famous chili to share with The Office, but then he drops it. Even I remember that, and I've only seen it once. Now we can make it. We have to try out the recipe.
I need Kevin's famous chili in my life. Think about this, though. Hold on. That person went through the actual, like, credits and then looked into, like, the legal. And they were like, oh, there's... Who put the chili recipe inside of that?
Peacock! They put Easter eggs inside their terms and conditions all the time.
I thought it would be like, that'd be like an Oscar activity, or maybe Angela did it, but...
It's probably Angela. I bet Angela did it, but you know who's putting it up? Dana. Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram, and you will see the recipe inside the story. National Day Anthony A.
It is National Anthem Day. Yeah, on this day in 1931, the U.S. Congress adopted the Star Spangled Banner as the United States national anthem.
1931?
That is right, 1931.
It's not even 100 years old?
Nope, so it's still eligible for a remix if anybody wants to step up and do it. I'm here for it. It's also National Talking Third Person Day, so yes, Anthony does support the remix of a national anthem. We also got World Wildlife Day. But Dana Cortez, why can you never trust a pig?
Anthony A., why can you never trust a pig?
Because they're full of baloney. Boom. It's National Cold Cuts Day.
Oh. Well, the pig thing, I don't know. Baloney's a lot of different things. It could be hooves. It could be pigtails.
It can also be ham. Which I love.
Whatever it is, dude. You know what I'm saying? Get some tortilla, put some little mustard on that bad boy.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of cold cut in there?
Oh, bologna, dog.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
is that your favorite sandwich?
Ooh, right now, yeah. I'm going to go with the little poor boy bologna sandwich right there. Hell yeah.
I don't discriminate when it comes to the meats. Bring me all of them.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, in case you missed it, if you and your partner are arguing more, this could mean the end of your relationship, according to Seth J. Gillen, Ph.D., a family therapist. But hold on, there's hope. I'll share the article with you right now. These are three stories you need to know. I know there's a lot of couples like, what? My relationship's over? Hurry, Dana, get to the answer. DJ Automatic, let's get started with you first.
In case you missed it, Major League Baseball has canceled opening day, March 34th. March 31st of the regular season.
34th, yeah.
That's how upset you are.
Dang, dude, I was supposed to go to that game. I was busy that day.
Yeah, oh, the 34th. Okay, I know. Yeah. I hate when that happens. But the players and owners couldn't agree to a new contract. The Players Association rejected the owner's final offer on Tuesday. So now it looks like the season probably won't start until June. Team owners basically are making hundreds of millions of dollars, and the players haven't gotten a raise since 2017.
They won, but so this, I was just about to ask you, you're the baseball aficionado in the room. This is about money.
It's all about money.
But don't the baseball players already make like a ton of money?
Well, they do make a ton of money.
Compared to us?
Yes. But they don't make a ton of money compared to the owners.
Okay,
and the owners are
literally
bringing in billions, and they're making, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to them.
I know everybody loves, you know, people love opening day, right? And there's like a big opening day ceremony. But after that, nobody really cares about baseball till October.
Take
so, like, add Anthony A 400. I think baseball should cut down the amount of games that they play.
They play 162 games, which is a lot of games. But, I mean, there's 40,000 people at every game.
Cut down
the game. So somebody cares.
Yeah. My grandmother watched baseball all the time. Her last days. But she had it on baseball.
I will say this. baseball's not doing itself any favors. It's a sport in decline. And
so you agree, bring back steroids. That's what you agree on, right, Automatic?
That was when baseball was exciting.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're not all MLB owners.
That's right.
More than half of America, in case you missed it, has more credit card debt than they do emergency savings.
Not good.
No, it's not. The majority of this group are millennials, followed by Gen X, too. And only 15% of Americans have no credit card debt at all. So basically, we're all one busted water pipe away from being broke.
This is a very scary thing. There are a lot of different reasons, though. It's not just purchasing, you know, that new pair of shoes. Sometimes Americans are having to resort to using their credit card to pay bills,
to pay child care.
The inflation that's happening right now all over the world is hurting everyday normal people to get paid like us, Automatic, like you just said, every day. You feel it at the pump. You feel it at the grocery store. How many different subscriptions have we canceled, things like that?
I mean,
and we're blessed.
Let me just tell you all this. Nike's going to be fine. Save your money. Keep your money.
Thank you, and
you'll be able to, you know, maybe buy some Nikes later on, but right now they'll be fine. You don't need them.
Do you remember last week when we did, in case you missed it, about financial advice, and I said I wanted to have somebody on the show?
Yeah.
We had so much of a response via Instagram that I have someone next week who's going to talk to us about financial literacy and how you can live your life in a prosperous way. Ooh, okay. So I can't wait to have her on the show. So excited. All right. So in case you missed it, if you and your partner arguing more, it could mean the end of your relationship, maybe. But hold on. For some couples, fighting every day is normal, and they don't get rattled by this level of arguing. When I read this part of the article, I was like, well, that's my relationship with DJ Automatic. We argue every day.
We have spats.
About everything. Spats.
That's a funny way to call
it. Very good word.
That's a funny thing to label it.
Anthony's like, yeah, I'm in here when y'all spatting.
Yeah, I get spatted on. I'm a spat casualty.
So we're the couple that doesn't get rattled. Our relationship is tough, but for others, it could mean a sign of trouble. Sudden arguing over menial things may mean it's time to sit down and have a discussion. You need to ask your partner what they need. Let them know what you need. And if that partner signals they're unable to meet your needs, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it may not work out. You have to consider your emotional well-being, and it's better to figure that out early than drag a relationship on and on and on with someone who will never change.
When you say menial things, like what does that mean?
Maybe they're wanting to move ahead in their career.
Because what's menial to you and what's menial to me is like two different things. You think it's a big deal that I'm putting my socks in the hamper.
It is a big deal.
Well, that's nothing to get divorced over, though.
No, absolutely not, or I would have left your ass a long time ago. That's what I'm saying. Each person has to sit down and say, this is what I need. What do you need? And if you're unable to meet my needs, then it's not going to work out.
I feel like a very important step before you approach your partner is you got to really look in the mirror and ask yourself, what do you want out of the relationship?
No, you're
because
right.
There's a lot of people that are going to be you're not giving me what I need, but they're not giving you anything either.
And, expressing your feelings is hard. And sometimes when you come at somebody like that and you're just demanding stuff, it becomes like a big, I don't know what I want fest.
So you better know what you want before you have that conversation. And then, like I said, don't drag it on. Sometimes it's just not meant to work out. It doesn't mean you don't love that person. It doesn't even mean that's a bad person. It just means that they're bad for you. I'm sharing this study right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Click on the story for that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
March 3rd here on the Dana Cortez Show. Time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Tone Loc celebrating today.
Classic song right there.
We also got Camila Cabello celebrating today.
Shout out to her. She was always my favorite member from Fifth Harmony. And I'm always a fan of the project with her and Young Thug.
She watched me fall down the stairs one time in Hollywood and didn't laugh at me, so I love her.
Because you didn't drop your drink. That's why.
All right. On this day in 1986, the world was introduced to the greatest heavy metal band of all time, Metallica. Metallica dropped their first album, Master of Puppets, with no video, no singles, and all the songs were 5 minutes plus. So they didn't care about any radio play. They didn't care about being on MTV. They just wanted to make really good heavy metal.
And that's gnarly because they like make stadium music, right? The music is so big and so grand.
Greatest heavy metal band of all time. At me.
Next, we're going to 1989 when BDP, a.k.a. Boogie Down Productions, releases their debut album, Criminal Minded. Manhattan keeps on making it. Brooklyn keeps on taking it. Bronx keeps creating it. And Queens keeps on faking it. So a lot of the album dealt with the ongoing beef they had with the Juice Crew, especially this song, The Bridge Is Over. The OGs in the Boogie Down
production crew were KRS-One, Scott LaRock, rest in peace, and Mr. Club Quarantine himself, DJ D-Nice, who was not a DJ at the time, was just a rapper.
But he's a good person. I'm glad he's found the success he deserves after decades of work.
We're going to stay in 1989 because another iconic album was released on this day. De La Soul dropped their first album, 3 Feet High and Rising. It's just me, myself, and I. It had this iconic hit on it, Me, Myself, and I, which some people consider their only hit.
Well, it's the only song they had that charted, but the album itself from front to back is incredible.
It didn't sound like anything else. It was produced by Prince Paul. If you don't know who he is, look him up. And we're going to finish in 2005 when 50 Cent drops his highly anticipated second album, The Massacre. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your head. I take you to the indie shop. I let you lick the lollipop. The album debuted at number one. It had smash hits with Candy Shop, Disco Inferno, and Just a Little Bit. It sold 1.1 million in its first week and now has sold 5 million.
Was that 50 Cent's last really great album, you think?
I believe so, because shortly after that is when he got the vitamin water money and all that stuff.
And then
too.
He just got rich and stopped rapping.
And he, but he kind of, remember, he came in as this whole underdog who was beefing with everybody, mm-hmm. right? And then by this second album, by The Massacre, he was already on top of the game. So he kind of just felt like a bully. Like, he kind of, like, outworked
I kind of feel like that, too. I remember when he did the Kanye thing and kind of ended up outselling him. But he's back. I mean, with the production of Pop Smoke Project, you got to give him credit.
And don't get it twisted. It's not like he, like, went away from music and fell off. Like, no, he went on to make
producing television shows, films. So he got the vitamin deal.
You can make the argument that he even became more famous after that, right?
I agree. All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic. Catch it at this time every Monday through Friday, only here on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we had a woman call in and say that her man had a small boat, right? But don't worry, it's all about the motion in the ocean. So we're going to tell you how to get across that great sea. I was hoping to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show on Automatic. This one cut close to our hearts today, brother.
Oh, I can't even imagine a woman just telling me you're not... Man,
you never been
enough.
There?
Boy, how no, I've never been there.
I've been there before, dude. So I was with one of my girls I was dating, and we were at Walmart, and I was going to buy some love gloves, and I reached up to grab the one with the golden wrapper, and she was like, no, you don't need that one at all. She was like, you're good here. And I was like, okay, cool. At least you're honest. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude.
How much longer did that relationship last?
It went like another 3 months. It was cool. Like, that was like, she was straight up about it, bro. And I was like, all right, yeah, dude. And
she sounds awesome.
Kind of did feel like I was rolling around in a sleeping bag in there.
She might as well just stabbed you.
Nah, it's all stabbed my ego for sure. But you know what? Honestly, it was a good conversation, and we were able to work past it. But unfortunately for our lady, she's stuck in this predicament, and she don't know what to do.
And she's in love.
And she's in love.
She made sure to make very clear that she was in love with the man that he was a great. Everything was great about him besides the... Yeah.
And of course, everybody's like, it's not about the size of the boat. It's about the motion in the ocean.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time to get across the Pacific Ocean in a rowboat. But we are here to help you get across that ocean right now. DJ Automatic, what's the first tip you're going to give this guy who doesn't have too much of a tip?
Extend the foreplay. You're going to have to build her up before you can go all the way, bud.
Extend the foreplay.
Yeah, get her all riled up because you're not going to come in with, like, the crushing hammer.
You got to do it, like, if you could end the game in the foreplay, do it there. Because you don't want to, you know, tease her up too much where she gets excited and she's expecting something more
bigger,
fulfilling than what it is, okay? So try to wrap it up there. Automatic, what's your next tip, buddy?
Skip the lube.
What?
I read this website says that is one of the worst mistakes you can make as a man with a small member.
Oh, no.
Is to think that you need lube. I guess you would think you need more friction for stimulation.
Yeah,
but
all it's going to end up is going to end up falling out, buddy.
Yeah.
That's always embarrassing.
Yeah, and that takes us to our last one. The best way for somebody with a small member to get her there is rear entry.
Come on, that's off the table, dude. You're not going to get a girl to commit to that if you're not satisfying her the normal way.
Well, they say that I know this as well, but it's only 3 inches away from the special spot. Her special spot is only 3 inches away, so if you can cover the 3 inches, you can get her there.
That sounds
You
great.
Get out there and you go search for that special spot. Let us know how it turns out for you. At Anthony A400, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I learned a lot about myself, and I thought a lot about us as a couple with the, in case you missed it, information that I shared about couples who argue. Because we argue all the time.
I should have listened.
Part of it's part of our relationship. It doesn't destroy our bond, but it can get heavy sometimes. It can get heavy because we push each other's buttons sometimes a little too much. Anthony's here to.
I'm not here, guys. I'm not part of their we. I know there's like we and us and all that going on. Hey, guys, I'm Anthony. I'm also just listening to this like you guys are. And yeah.
Well, you see us behind the scenes like really going at it sometimes.
I think C is an understatement. I experience it. I am, I forget what it's called when like Navy
SEALs. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, dude, you're a big stomper. You just stomp out and stuff.
Tantrums,
like that.
Going to the other room, or there's that really.
That's not a tantrum. That's
a tantrum.
That's not having an episode in front of other people.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Well, that would be great, but you have episodes in front of other people all the time. Joey puts his head down. He's our new intern. He puts his head down and he's just like, I don't know what to say. He gets so uncomfortable.
They're basically our kids.
Remember, though, if you argue every day and your relationship is fine, that's cool. It's when you start arguing over little things and it just came out of nowhere. That you need
I would
to
say most of our arguments are creative differences. They're not necessarily
creative differences. Yeah. There you go. All right, I love that. Okay, creative differences is what we're calling it. More of the podcast now.